shudas is as follows. You have to have two regular meals, you know, Erev Bavoker, Laila Biyo. And the Hidurim Shad had the Shalosh Shudas, what we call a Tosefes. Okay, that's amazing. Two meals, you're hungry, okay. And the Shalosh Shudas is a Tosefes, an extra, even though you're not that hungry, it's still an extra ending of having a third meal. Whoa. So that's why he said that the third meal has to come after the first two. What he didn't say was that according to it's coming against what I quote from Reb Chaim, to explain the Mechava Kipshuta. Mechava says, Suda Zu Vishal Boker, Sarach Leos Vishal Lechem. Laila Biyo. And he learned Pshat at the Shalosh Shudas is what we call a Tosefes. Okay, that's amazing. Two meals, you're hungry, okay. And Shalosh Shudas is a Tosefes, an extra, even though you're not that hungry, it's still an extra ending of having a third meal. Whoa. So that's why he said that the third meal has to come after the first two. What he didn't say was that according to it's coming against what I quote from Reb Chaim, to explain the Mechava Kipshuta. Mechava says, Suda Zu Vishal Boker, Sarach Leos Vishal Lechem. And then the third one could be, you know, other things, called the many poskim, Targimo, Bebos, the dog, and Peres, Mazon, etc. So I call you the name of, I heard from the name of Reb Chaim, but you order that market, what's the difference if you have bread, cake, or bread, cake, bread? So I know what Reb Tzvika Shalevsky said, although I didn't discuss it with him, should come out, it would be Asher, the Mechavis, Losh, Kipshuta. Sudazu, Vishel, Vishel, Boka. These things have to be Dafka, Chala. And only the third one could be made from something else called the Losh Poskim. And Mele said, you added the two first in the normal times. And the third one can be an emphasis in an abnormal time. But to have two at night, before you even had to say the morning meal, that he thought would be impossible. A svar? I can't add a svar. I think it's mukhra, but at least a svar it is. Yes?
After the morning suda, the first, second, whichever one you're doing in the morning,
no.
What do you do with the hummus that's left over?
You eat it.
And the crumbs?
Eat it.
Yeah.
Wash it.
Eat it.
But you can't throw it in the garbage.
Well, not in the garbage, you leave it on the paper. So Rabbi
Kuchelash
said it's to the toilet, or here's a whole discussion about dispersing it. You want to know something else about Zaira? Oh, whole Arichas Rom, Zaira. Right. So it's that Yisif Zaira B'Shabbos. So the Balamora says no. So the Farshim asks why. According to the Yushalmi is even using Rok L'Ruach. Zaira, over Mishab Zaira. So one of the says Zorik, the typo. Let's go back at what he said. No. Even if you said it, if you throw, even if someone spits into the wind, there's an organic connection, and then that's somehow undone by the wind. Whereas it says if you take crumbs, they're in your hand, there's no connection to the wind. You just have this, the only connections are in your hand. If you drop them, they would be completely unconnected. You don't need the wind to separate. If you have a wheat and chaff, it's still tenuously connected. So then the wheat's separate. So then, according to Yushalmi, that's called Zor, against the boundary behind the Zor and the Bar Maraka. But it's in this way, it's zikr wouldn't be zor. That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, we just learned from kidney, you know, and we saw like the reason that Tosfos quoted, like only the Chodesh quoted, and no one else seemed to quote, and the kidney is actually can become chametz. So now halacha lemaisa, we allowed to make chalent for, let's say, the Shabbos morning meal.
Okay.
And then now, of course, you're not going to throw out the pot. It's like the guk will be in the pot. And is it an isser or not?
We are meaning that we have only pesach the gemacholim that Shabbos. That's the best thing. Only Pesach, the Gemacholim, on paper plates, or Pesach, the plates, but you have here. You use Pesach. The only problem with the Pesach plates is a general problem. When are you going to wash them? It's Friday night, you can wash for the Shabbos meals. But it's the last time out, you're not going to be able to wash it, and you have a problem with the Seder and stuff. I saw in one of the Erev Pesach books, they quote, Rav Zonnenfeld, which I wrote also wrote an Erev Pesach, the Shechal B'Shabbos book, and he recommend, impossible, believe it or not, to have two tables. The Elti Yushalayim, the poor people, and one table you set for the Seder on Friday afternoon. Yes? And you sort of leave it somewhere. And then, is that off? Yeah.
My
wife said, where? But that's what he recommends, that you save time on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? That's a good question. Throw it down when you hope it'll be gone by the time it's minus.
Unless you know where the
ship takes up there. Take that. Stop it. It's already, it's like buried already over there. It's like thrown out completely. Okay, let's be right.
Could it be my bolus?
Could be, yeah.
Also, when we learned beforehand, if I remember correctly, we learned that says tov to get rid of to be a chavit before chatzos, right? That's what Shulchan Aruch says.
No, no.
Even though during other years we burned early, right?
No, no.
Right? We burn early before chatzos. I saw in some of these guidebooks that they say you should burn it, let's say, by 10:53. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. So what's going on?
We spoke about that in Aruch. Some say it's lav dafka Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Indian Nachalik is a Suda Shalar of Pesach. I asked him, Shaila, can you divide the night meal instead of the day meal? Look, he writes back to me. He dodged it completely. He says, Ein Daiti Nocha. Kamemani Odea is Nirevish the Brewer. We call him Loka Dai Shiebo Mishu Brocha Shena Trif. So he didn't answer my question. He dodged the question completely. I asked him, if you instead of divide the day meal, you can divide the night meal. He says, you shouldn't divide any meal. Against the Mishnah Brewer. Then he says, "Ubinyan ugas mizonos," which I asked him about. Ugas mizonos, you do him the divrei gris marsha. Have a kavuva rak with dvarim she nitin laochlam biyachad im baser odagin. V'lo beugas she ein haderech lechol biyachad. V'lo shayach b'chay gavna lo mashem lachne bo asapas. Again, he dodged the question. I asked him, what's he answering? He's writing over here in the sefer. Says, what are the poskim want? Just take pasta of a kistin and then have meat and fish with it. So he's invited to my yisov. That you can't take a piece of sponge cake and marble cake and seven layer cake and have meat and fish with it. It doesn't go together. So what's he talking about? Like, he's dying to end which you usually have meat and fish with. By definition, I go paskis. So what's it called? Pas. Like the mezonos roll, bakula. So I don't understand this answer at all. I don't understand it. Then he's wanting to use matzah b'fushelos. Which we already know matzah v'shalos, so we don't understand why I don't use it. It says lo nagel ken. My realtor says lo nagel ken. Anyway, that's the end of the letter. So it didn't help me in either of my points, really. What? Is that nervous? I haven't asked what he does personally. I don't know. My wife asked me last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. So what are we doing? She holds all this talk of Mishalevsky back around the table. So what? Can I get a preview? What is it next week? Can I get a preview? What are we doing? I don't know yet exactly what we're doing. But I don't think we're using matzah v'shalos. I think we're using regular challah. And we're going to divide one meal or another in half. Which one? I said, I don't know yet. So, and we'll do it. That's what I did like last year. Last time. She doesn't remember last time. The blank in her mind. You know, who could remember 13 years ago? Okay, Rabbi, so we are in Perek Sheni. A lot to do. Oof, the time is running out. This is really not that much time to pay some. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodoshim.
That's
the minute. Yes, that's a minute. Rabosai. Oh, yeah, before he's doing anything. We didn't know about Gabrok yet. I came up in Shia yesterday because Rabbi Tushalev said, why don't you do that? So the guy picks up his hand. Gabrok? What is Gabrok? So everyone open up the Shari Tshuva. Simon Tov Sama. I hope everyone has a Mishnah Brewer with them. If you don't, here's another one. So the regular Shulchan Aruch too, right? You can't go wrong. Between the regular Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brewer, they both have Shari Tshuva. So therefore, everyone should have a copy. Here's another here. Who wants this, please? Anyone want an extra Mishnah Brewer in the back somewhere? Everyone has? Alright, everyone has? Should everyone grab either? Shari Tshuva, the fascinating Shari Tshuva by Gebrok. Does anyone know what the word Gebrok means, by the way? Literally, it's Gebrok means broken. What's broken? They would break the matzah, and then they would break the matzah, and then they would divide it into pieces, and then they would dunk it, Dunkin' Donuts, or the Dunkin' matzah into the coffee, whatever they used to do. It's called Gebrok, it's broken. But it really it's nothing wrong with breaking it, but it means it's breaking it and then dunking it. That's the issue. So in Simon Tov Sama, the Shari Tshuva, the following... No, Tov Sama, Sif Katan Yud. Yeah, no way, I can't find it. Here it is, page Nun Tes, thank you. Page Nun Tes. The Mechaber says, Ein lehokal b'mashach miru hakanonish lelech zal panadish of pladunish. That's like a quote in the Rosh already, based on the Gemara. Because that's what Shav made Paris. Because there you're having the meat sauce, or whatever the sauce coming into the wheat, into the flour before it's baked. Now we know it's Shav made Paris of mine. Oh, so this is the Shari Tshuva to this follow. He says, the Rajdam Kosov, Shanoag in the Olam Lasa Sufkin in the Matzah Afuya. That means we call that Matzah no cake. Right. I am a Knesset Zola Shakotov. Shagazu Batigun Mishim Shaisha Achas Toatza. She made a mistake. Misharos Alesh Tzavash Lok Kemak Mimatza Fuya Matula. The he saw should come up stam, the yos is okay. You know, some Freud, some lady made a mistake. Well, then the Pats kissed your car and patchly I was hooked in the dark and asked to maybe pass on the top. Okay. Because a Brichorosh says, no, ain't none of the exodus there, it's me that tainum. The chaimim dino seinu, ain't choshin lezeh. You're allowed to make matzah milk cake. Shekolishi yodas. Shakemach shemishtamishim of a pesach imi matzah afuya ksusha otruna. Matzah mil. Rakish ante maizle shemachmirin alatzma. They know from shumat the shruya. Here's the word. Gebrot. Not kind of a maris. I ended up mixing it up with the flour. But a different word. Gebrot. They call it the Hebrew shruya. Amu vushalos b'mayim. Shakoshishin shema nishar bo ma'at kemach shlo nilash vizcham et achshav edaya shruya abishul. Kidil kamon simet tov sam of gimel. Shekosav amagan Avram do ma'ani b'zeh ma'ashe nikla b'ur da'matzen avsekes b'en u'ur v'en ha'kemach. And here they're afraid that maybe it wasn't baked completely. There's a little bit of raw dough in there and you put it into water, but boom, it's going to turn into chametz. Om nom li'al simen tof nun tesiv kontes ayin ma'ashe b'ad v'irulei sh'areis kosham kosav sh'ha'kemach nikla b'ur v'ikom agon gam sham kosav v'nim nim hosif kemach yishmar ha'matzah shlo yitnim esof davar lach. I am the cost of the shame. I read the mash, but it's real. It's an Easter, and for your permission, I'm so because I came up. Why are the commands in Tov Samer Gimel, Tov Shtem? Siv Gimel. If you damn, are you no Chosh, Mishem, I came up with Yiddish Yofem? How you have Hashash Bematza Atzma? Gewalt! Is every Matza have to worry about Shruya? Ach, with Fima, she cost of the command, Ber Hetev, Shem, I'm going to run with Yaakov, to be Zirona, be the Yevon, sorry, and came Shita, the Kemach, and the Ronan, Domi. And if it's no problem, the Brock. To dip it and then quickly put it into your mouth, there should certainly be no problem. Take matzah and dunk it into the coffee. Of course, the chassidim don't do that either. Never. Absolutely never. No, they won't. It's unbelievable. So this is zichah bimut. Why? Why is zichah mutter? The pshita she'ain but the shiur la'achmas klal. I mean, even if it doesn't take 18 minutes, in a minute? You dump the matzah in the coffee and eat it right away. What's going to come? Chomets in your stomach? What are you worried about? It's not my fault. Ooh. Ooh, I didn't think of that. It'll fall off. It'll fall into the coffee cup. Oh, that is tzoros. How come he didn't think of that? Okay, that's a good point. Okay, move on to Avraham. Umikoshkan, hear this. L'tavol b'toch yayin. Could you dunk your matzah in wine? Shumei Paris, about his mother, because May Paris ain't Achmitzim. I have Machmir about that, but Ad Chumra, Al Gabi Chumra. The whole Gebrok is up to Chumra. So we worry about Gebrok and wine, that's gore, that's wine.
With the amount of water we have in wine today.
Ooh. Water is mixed in our wine. Ooh.
So is it?
I don't know about that. It was a big chart I can't have myself. Was that a big chart? I brought the wrong one. I bought cream red Conco, which is 9%. They advertised cream red Malaga, which has 7%. So I gotta try it out once. I already have enough wine left until next year in my house, I hope. You buy once a year, the shul is before Purim. But I have to try out this cream red Malaga, if you like it, and it's only 7% alcohol, maybe we'll change. But they didn't have in the chart how much water they mixed to each one. That's what I was waiting for. I guess that's a trade secret. But I'm told also they mix a little bit of water. That's why you shouldn't mix more water because you may never go over the brink.
Grape juice especially.
I don't know. For sure. Yes?
On this point, yeah, Shari Shuba doesn't discuss it because part of the Chassidim were offered on Gebrot, they permit, let's say, many have made butter on matzo or others because of Nei Peros. They only will forbid water, not Nei Peros.
But butter is one that's not a liquid.
But fish on also.
Wax.
Wax. Very good.
Could be. Bye. Okay, I am a kamon tav samak beis in yain tibukim, but I am shemin made dvash, shem estapik amagon Avraham dinuk may peres. B'shom kotzav lefi deri amagon Avraham estapik aberot levachas shem estapik abosu b'sof oetei. The kol atav became the borscht. What borscht? Borscht.
Selak.
But we know what is borscht better. Hosim elefes shakorin burkis. Selak, Mesa, whatever. im nitbar habrahar who believed tarubas maim klaus mutl fizaya shmogel kula kalam achmirim locha shem yesh kemach vahem to be rolled to be a shlomo to be a perisu. So that even those who are machmah and gebrok, maybe they can gebrok in borsht. Ach, 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 am tzvi, cholak af piyein tzimukim, usvir leid lo havi me peris. Okay, mikol shkem the med, the rote, the borsht, shen lechash no peris. I am ash of the shom, we call him a kemach, matah, fuyo, that's the meaning. Tigun, b'shum, and levad, shekorn chremzlin, vada, I'm sorry. Hear this? That's what we call... We call chrems that, but it's not similar to knedlach?
That we
make,
my mother makes
it
with potatoes.
But isn't chrems that we have cooked in water ultimately? I guess not. Deep fried in oil, I don't know.
No.
The shuman vada in a peiris, apparently deep fried in oil. Kibavuol lekaman tav samar beis, habi mekinu mechol inyans, vilei shein loch hashak lato sefes kemach, v'yem talisho, olavach ilo chashin eklal shem, v'nishan kemach lo nidash, v'zuki yisrael amaz lekinu, that's the minigat we have. We eat everything. Kam nirashas cholas chomer zeh yot chomer mit chumra yot mi mashay hu yonov gan mi kedem lasis hashal pesach matzis obis harbe. Here's the bar. My boy said the old minig was they had fat thick matzis. The melo av shloy kashir tefach. What do you get the tefach from? That's a gemara. Let's stop, take a break from the kashar shuvus. We can get tired of the small print and look at the gemara. It's a big print. Stop Lam and Zion. I was going to put it on the Mount of Climbers, so we'll just do it quickly. We'll see it for a minute in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll just save some time this way. Lam and Bavam and Bay is the last line. Tana Rabbana. Ein Ofen Pas Ova Be Pesach. We learned Beitza a few years ago. We came across at the end of the year. Ein Ofen Pas Ova. 2 years. Beyond the Pesach. To be Rei Shammai. Lam and Zion. Alpha on top of it. Tilal Matirin. The Kama Pas Ova. Rabbi Huna Tefa. Okay, says Rashi, the tefa, filohachi, shor, besilo, avot tefei b'tefach lo. That's it. Maximus tefach. Maske floros. Yosef is the famous Gemara. Remember this reason. Yomim b'she'en is reason. We have the same expression in a different context, if you recall. Remember b'pas ha'mele, yomim b'pas she'en ha'mele, yomim b'pas eitzim yiveshim, yomim b'eitzim lachem, yomim b'tano chayim, yomim b'tano tonim, yomim b'tano shematzim, yomim b'tano shalcheres. Kitzi, you can't bring a raya from the state-of-the-art conditions of the Beis HaMikdash, to start a kitchen or bakery somewhere. Yeah. Mar says, well, they come to ask each other, my Passover, pas meruba, but my Karolei Passover, should the Nefisha Belisha. In other words, in a chinami, it means something different. You cannot be makel so much. Pas meruba, says Rashi, harve charorim biyachav, but I'm a shemachibus nagalo, but charorim dakin come, thin like we have, thin wafers. It was a different child completely. So what's the maskana over here? What's the maskana? Tanya Mihoki Vishami Omri and Yov Pas Ova Byomdov, who base Hilal Matirin. And apparently with no limit. Oh. So now this before anything else, Hasidus Shulchan Aruch. Let's think more about Pasov. Hasidus Shulchan Aruch about Pasov. Where is that found? Tov Samach Sifhei. I was simon. Just turn back one page where it said, Ein osin the Pesach pas ova tefa. Shun. Why? Who said it's true? Yeah, who said it's true? And the song is, Hagemar daf lamed zayin. What gemar lamed zayin? I said, one lamed zayin came out that it's mutter. So Mishnah Brewer says, Sivchot new zayin, that she ova kol kakish lo v'shem lo yishat choma eish v'socha, with his chametz besocha b'shas hafiyosa. Aval pochus mitavach mutter. Ayin b'yolof Hashem, emeinu das kama poskim, tafil b'pochus mitavach yishizorosh. Wow. She'd make like we do, which is thin as possible. Uve d'yevet im kvor ofo, yesh matirin afilu b'ovo tefach. Some say it's mutter. Why not? She'd come out with it. The yesh osrim. Goes to ritvo. I don't have a ritvo here. I wanted to show you the ritvo. Okay, but pochas mitavah, please. Ein less of a diyevet. Umikova kom kol shi ova yesh la'ayin v'tzocho am nefes yovah balonis chamto. There's no automatic answer. You have to be very careful to make sure that it's completely baked. It's completely baked. If it's not completely baked, then you have big problems. So he quotes over here in the Bir Halacha. Back, turn the page again to page 118 of the Sharet Shuvah. It's holding the Bir Halacha. because the Magen Avraham is the fact break, he doesn't understand why it should be so. Poshut, I thought, Maskonas HaShasi quotes, Pas Ova and the Pas Meruva, will Pas Ova Mamish, Lekha Shomi Sura. I said the Magen Avraham says, I thought that's why I read the Gemara. What backs out? We just thought of what happened to Zion. The simple reading was it backed out. We thought originally what? There's a restriction about Passover. Once you say no, there's no restriction on Passover at all. No restriction.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Why is there a Mamash?
We
see before that.
Yes. Very good question. The Ramah and Sivdalah said you should make the matter look inside the previous page. It's last about the Rikikim. I mean, it's very thin like we do. Below Passover, Kishar Lechem, Ki Ayin HaRikikim, Emarim HaLachmitz. Where'd this come from?
No.
So the Mishnah Brewer says, Tosai, Hayad Achim B'vur B'Sifei, the Pogos B'Tefam, Gudalasis, up to 3 ounces, 3 inches plus, okay? And height? Because of Gom Nochol, we also look at Shila, Lassos Rikikim, Dak, very thin.
Where's
the car? You don't know exactly.
Not even a breakfast.
Yeah, in quotes, in the Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, that's what it sounds like. But Mr. Bialoch was from the Ma'ariv. Okay, let's go back to the Bialoch on the next page, which is on Amad Beis. Where I thought, and he quotes what I thought, Shalim, was there's no problem with the Maskonas of Gemara. So the Shavur of Emes Eino came, Bialoch. Umishas, Muchach, the Loka Mahadir, the Maskonas, the Maskonas, the Maskonas, the Purushi of the Mamish. No. They only asked, they shpacked that wine. Ele Mishim Kushis Rav Yosef. The last of the Melech had paired the other Melechem upon him. The Shani Asim Shehu's reason, the old time I and Shem, right? That's what we just got through saying. Vim Ken Adar Abba. Efter da fila bit povos mi tefach eno mutter. You hear this? Even, so it doesn't say what the conclusion is. The sheer tefach is rejected. So now which way do you go? So I thought, there's no restriction. There's going to be 5 tefachim high still mutter. But some just, no. Even less tefach, it's a problem. He quotes a right from Rashi. V'chein buchem shom yivu Rashi digan l'maskon lo kohadu meikir adim ayin shom v'dibra amazkel pas meruba shakosa uv'charorin dakin ma'ari v'chulei. Wow. It's a right from Rashi that the Gemara never backed out. V'chein buchem v'prikot shakosa v'zalashon v'kama uv yo tefach lechem apodim shem matza v'dachinan v'yasrina anay pas meruba v'chulei. Ayin shom. Vaskinon, excuse me. Harei the maskana uvishim d'docheh le'ashat svaros revuna. And he quotes another source. The Rashba, the Meiri, the Fafet, the Arzarua, Birkei Yosef, Rashba, doesn't say. Rashba says, v'lo v'sparash v'gamor ad kamashori v'chol davad 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 Ashkenaz. I've never seen a thick Ashkenazi matzah in the face of my life. I'm not sure about the Tzvarim, though. Our man's not here. I have to wait till he comes. We have to have equal time. I don't know. Quote the Maram Chalava, this is a tefach, or Zerua. Even pochot mi tefach. That's a big problem. And therefore, some achron is the ask kash against the mel and avram, the halacha berura, the beer agron, the pichodesh, etc., etc., etc. But the eved, that's a shayla. Pichodesh is machmir, and others are maker. But the ritva is a fairish tassah. The cave, and he says, "Afikte mitefach lauk mulam begemar v'shiura achwina lahatera, less than the mevet pass over cloud. The zel shenogu ha'olam lasas matash al chova." Dako, thinness is of the thin, brackets of the Mishnah Brewer's edition. Ma de nokas chova, hey, why did the Ritva mention Masha Shal Chova? The same problem should exist even in the Matzah all Pesach long. Why is only a storm when it comes to the Matzah Chova? It's nothing to do with Matzah, it should be a question of the entire Pesach. Right? Says the Olacha, the Oz Vina Shmiri is Seiru, who caps his reason to hear and answer the Rikik and Dako. The 3 levels, it's darkened, it's open, it's in between. So really could have had in between, but because of the special form of this particular case, they made sure that this is a Shachova, but it's very, very thin. Very thin. That's what's quoted over here. Now, The... One second. Where's the recall? Zeh shenag the Rishpana Chal Vav Mebeis. Zeh shenag who all the matzah shel Chol Vadaka. Maybe be the Yevetz mutter until the Tefach. Maybe. Maybe. And others disagree with that. Okay. Why say Chol Vav? The Shmiri is there. Even though it really should be the problem in the whole space of law. When we call Vav shenag be Yevetz also at Tefach, we just read the Rishpana problem. Or as the rule of Mashu lo psikale b'zeh. I feel Yosim in Tefach lo b'riru that is in the Yevetz. Zeh shenag. Uva matzas ofes yosim itefach osam. Kemetzin belechem haponim. Shirav yu tefach. Afa pikein eshlom alo etiru chacham afa chathila. Ula maizis that the Mishnah Berurah finally be alof on nire. The be yosim itefach esh esh afidi yevin. Because the Ritzvah name of the Ra'ah, even the Zdaz of Atfogos mitefach. Big day yesha, against the Shuz Yaakov, etc. So we don't have the Shadal of Maizis, except the Sfarvim. We'll have thick matzah. I just wanted to show you, this is my Pazal, what he's talking about. So the Bir Alach is the whole Chum of Gebrach, the Shari Tshuva Rebbe. The Chum of Gebrach started when they had the Passover, because then was a real chashash of the inner section of the big, fat, thick matzah was never baked properly. You know, the thing goes baked from the sides. The thicker it is, the less chance that the inner core becomes properly baked, says the Bir, says the Shari Tshuva. Okay. And they had, they used to grind it with what they call Beriv Eisen. You see the Beriv Eisen? That's a grater. It's the word in parentheses with the, on the far right. So you'll see frequently unbaked pieces in the middle of the thick loaf. So you'll see frequently unbaked pieces in the middle of the thick loaf. We don't make this thick matzah anymore. Raka kikin dakim, as we know, thin. Vakemach nas it is a miyav shemosa matana v'chakach tochna berichayim odocha v'mdocha v'ot luchashash shalolu. There's no problem anymore. Im lo nechash lu shema nisha kemach v'shas lisha tocha isa lezeh lo choshu matana v'kasivna. So therefore halacha l'maisi says, well, the chumrat gebrach was only put in really in the olden days when they had very thick matzah. They had to worry about a little bit being unbaked. But today the matzah is so thin, it's not a problem. And therefore, after the whole bracket is done, on the next, probably to the last three, four lines, U'misharosa linov l'chshalechol matzah shvuyah v'shalas, yesh lasas k'mosh k'tav l'yel sh'yasta b'feirish, she'eno mekabel olo sh'yasa kein todim. V'yem v'dayta linov k'emrak v'osa pa'am v'pamayim sh'yirtza, v'lo ma'an s'fidereishu v'beis, the problem of the dorim. The dorim. You near the gam zeh b'hatorah the charata sagi. Even if you accepted it for many years, have a hatorah b'charata. But it says it's in a Tuflin Gimel. And you don't even need a hatorah. Over there, Tuflin Gimel came and showed Noah laughter after Kemach Shomer Shas Ksiyat Tuba. We call Shmur about it. Have like a pirish and Ochel Gam to me Kemach Hakeir. Mecha Shash Shem and Ochel Maim Aleim. Acha Ksiyat. Masha Ein came but there no Omer B'Ferish and Mekabal Olam Shalalech. Or actually also came. Shein Ochel Amatah Shuruya. Umbusheles, ain't stomach a perusho. The ain't can under the mukach shows to a lot of lechel kshi shruya. After a believer shows to came and come and become a kabbalah believe the chulin all of the nether. After shows to be svasa kli yardaya. Therefore, you don't need our torah for this really. Oh, that's what he suggests. One second. Still, it's about safer to require a torah. Etc. The end he says, Umimatish Kasivna Mavua the Bena Machmirin Uvena Makil is a very important line. Osim Kavanotam Dashtain, or Kibunim, Lashamayim. Elu daitav lifrosh mishimtza, the shimtza chimtza, from the ubar chimtza. Bechdeli zor mechomet kolshu b'chol chomay. After they want to go away from the remotest of the remotest of the remotes. The elu the other ones who eat kebrak. Mishum meniyas simchas yotter. Shlo arlam lechamata charev is dry. Ufrat mishakoshlo alis hatachu. The yeshem achmir biyosu sheim ein ochlem mata klal achal el bishum b'ak ochlem madanam imeimik tavshilim. The brisk is only the two kazais, and that's it. Some don't even eat the mamash. They don't want to have the simchas yontif. They only mit the chir of washing this first day, seventh day, eighth day. Some real briskers. He quotes over here. He doesn't use the word brisk. Huh? He said, "V'har benim noam las kemeshim simchas yontif." Keep the sad of the liba. Aside from the sad, it's a halacha if they wash. Says the shari tshuva conclusion of this long piece. Val elu shalivim lashamayim korani va'amech kulam tzadik. So last night I was sitting by Shalosh Shudas, and it was a father of one of my balabatim, a Yerub Shahid, was sitting opposite me, and Rabbi Kushlev was sitting on my right, it was Shalosh Shudas time, and he wants to tell a vitz that he heard from his father, I think, or from somebody, a Jew, a Litva Shahid. Litva, of course, you know, eat gebrok, kayadua. So he says, well, why do I eat gebrok? It's like this. He read, and stayed by Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Amech Kulam Tzadikim. I'd rather be a tzaddik with knedla than a tzaddik without knedla. That was the line that he said. So here's the line, right? I'm a kumzah torah, I'm a kumzah tzaddik. So here's Shalosh Shudas Torah, my shul, is it based on I'm a kumzah tzaddik. Yeah?
Just
on the Shabbos day in Erev Pesach, do you have to say what the Shabbos is? Oh, if you don't get brok. That's what Rabbi Kushalev said. Even those who don't brok on Pesach, but Erev Pesach wasn't at the brok. You think it's too much of a chumrah? I don't know why. I thought that those who should brok don't Erev Pesach.
In the morning,
yeah. Something after Shal Pesach they brok.
What was that?
They're abonah. I don't know.
But is it anyway kosher to be issuing or anything like that?
Don't know. Yeah. I've eaten matzah for many years. I haven't come across a clump of flour. It never happened.
I'm talking about being not even flour. I'm talking about being dough that wasn't cooked.
I mean dough.
And just being there, trying hard.
I've never
come. Not to eat it, to try it. Dough that sits for a week, you open the heart.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste the same as matzah. It would be different. I once had a problem with hand matzah. Then I did have a problem. I never had a problem. Hand matzah, I wanted a problem with something that felt very soft to me. Very soft. I said, whoa, put this away. I said, kefula, right. Matzah kefula. I don't know what happened. I wasn't sure what it was. I just sort of put it away. Why are you asking only gebrok after all matzah? That's what he said. So after all matzah, but we don't. The chassidim don't after all matzah. They say if you don't put it in water, so it's like this. If you don't put it in water, they assume manasha. Either it was baked, right? If it was ever was baked, it's baked. Once it's baked, then it can never become chametz again, obviously. And whatever it wasn't, so they figure, whatever it says it has now, probably not chametz. It's something else. Whatever that means. Put it in water now, it'll become chametz. That's the assumption. It's a good question. Why did it become chametz already? That's a good question. And here he's asking. Also here, that's also something that the matzah for that reason they have to say it. If it's going to become chametz when I dunk it in water, so why is it chametz before I dunk it in water? That same piece. That was just baked. It was baked. That's what it means. It wasn't really baked, so it was dried out. But then you add water, it's going to make it worse. Yeah, okay, whatever maybe. Let's go back to the rush. We never started the rush. Okay. The Gemara. We didn't do the Gemara yet. You're right. Daf Mem. Daf Mem. Oh, that's the next Gemara. That's the Gemara. Okay. Maybe you're right. Tana Rabbana. Daf Mem Amad Aleph. From both sides, Daf Mem Amad Aleph. Ein losesin sa'orin b'pesach. What does that mean? A person is not supposed to do the sisa on his grain on Pesach. On barley on Pesach. What does losesin mean? Rashi explains it earlier. Where's the Rashi? Rashi doesn't say a word over here because Rashi relies on what he said earlier. Well, the word the sister came up first. Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph for both sides. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. By the reason, right? The sugya was the reason. Says Rashi, the sisa, it's parallel to the last narrow line. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. See the sisa there? The sisa, the shorin b'mayim, to let it soak in water a bit. Ulakol shem b'machteshes, to grind it up. Lahasir musana, take away the bran, which is the outer shell. Kedei shetei sultan nikia, so that the flour should be clean without any mixture of bran in there. That's called the sisa. Okay? Now let's go back to the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, lo sin sorin b'pesach, should not soak the barley on Pesach. Vim losas, if he did it, nizbaku. What's Rashi say? This baku. This baku is like Rashi. Machmas ani puach. It starts to swell a bit. Shemachmas amayim. Then it cracks. Asurus. The vadaim and maros lachmas. Once it cracks, it's already going to become chomus. Lo nis baku mutar. If it never cracks, then it's takamut. Rabbi Yossi omer. Shoron bechometz bechometz tzomsa. Rashi. Shoron bechometz imroash and nofkos. It's about to. It's swelling. You want to prevent the chimutz process, what do you do? Shorin b'chometz, it didn't dunk him in vinegar. And it's ain't no manich lachmas, it zaps it. It doesn't allow it to become chometz. That's Rav Yosef. Omer Shmuel Elach Rav Yosef, no pasak. Omer Chizda, Omer Amarukva. Lo, it is baku mamish. You don't have to wait till actually develops a crack for the Yosef. El kol she'ilu manichan al pichovis ve'ein is bakos me'aleah. Rashi. And it's baka me'alein she nicholos lamam de reach hayayin. Apparently the smell or the, I don't know if it's fermentation, whatever, something of the wine has a chemical property which could lead a as yet uncracked kernel to crack. So it develops as bikua. And therefore, it's already prohibited before it cracks. Shmuel amar, this baku mamash. Shun, it doesn't go for this potential. Only if it actually developed the crack. Avot Shmuel, the Dorot, the Ve'af Chashu, Nizbaku Mamsh. Avot Rabban Nach, Bal Nefesh Lo Yiltos. Whoa. I hear Bal Nefesh. Afilu Kuli Amun Ami, the Tanya Nosin, the Sermon Pass, all come. Bal Nefesh Afilu Chitin. Even we, the Shri, which is strong, still lo yiltos. That's a bal nefesh. A choset is Rashi. Yerei shemayim afar alafsh on the right hand margin. I feel the chitin is Rashi and koshin misorin and memar and laachmet bal nefesh lo yiltos. I was lav bal nefesh to lamachmet al nafshe. Kule ayi that he's allowed to have it. The shirin koshin. Wheat is harder than barley. Omer le rab nachman man sayet le abad ochil nama de ipusha. What does that mean? If you listen to Rabba, what are you going to end up with? Nama what? The Ipusha. What does that mean, the Ipusha? It won't come out clean. Lotia Sultan Nakia, because you can't do Lissisa. So Beirabhuna Latsi, Beirabhuna Barabin Latsi. 1 second. They did it, and they did it because they wanted to have proper matzah for Pesach. Rabba Ma Osil Lilto. Sure. Now that there was Tanya Losin Sermon Pesach Sona the Low of Hitin Shari, Lomi Boy come. Lomi Boy of Hitin came and this made Tiraya. I leave who Maya. Avada is sweet as cracks, the water's gonna go in. That's partial. Avos sari, but barley, the shea is smoother when it's on the pea, the outside husk is smoother. Hey, what's shopper, dummy, it's about to thought it's okay. Come ashmal and our price, and it's not okay. So Rava starts off by saying, also liltos. Can't do it. Hold on, Rava, Rava changes mind. Mut liltos. It's okay, you may do lucita on the wheat. Why? The tali is enough on the price. Yotzin, bipat nikia, varado. Because it can be yotzin the mitzvah properly strained, I guess you would call it, flour and grain. V'yasher nikia below the seed. So the only way to make a pas nikia is if you take away the outside parts, which always have to the seed. Eitzir, apopal, rabba, kimchen, vassultus, vashalnach, vashal kvarim, tohorim, vashal kvarim, tzumeim. The kvarim, my time, a lavish of the lolatasi. That's why it's no hekshir, and that's why it's tor. The kakara, they sold us. But no. Tirgama, kimcha, bust. Tirgama, kimcha. What do you mean, akimcha? What does akimcha mean? Is there a Rashi here? Hold on. Shall kfarim tor, Mr. Rashi, shayim akbinin al sol, malas is the key, forgot. Lo malasi lachiti didu, but this is shalom shurak, the kakara lu solis. Amal gash lenakia. No, not solis, it's called kema. Fine. Bosar de nafik, amal my time, lo emalei meha, Amar Abzeh, Amar Abi Yirmi, Amar Shmuel Chitin Shal Menachas and Los Nosam V'Kokorilu Solas. Look, he should have asked a better kash. It's called Solas even when it comes to the Chitin Shal Menachas. So I should have told him that. That would have been a gewaldiger, right? Kitin says, so far, Rava changed his mind. He first said what? Also little tos. Then he changed it to Mutal little tos. Mutal little tos. Hold on, Rava changed his mind a third time. A second time. So he said a third opinion. Mitzvah little tos. I know it's not an Isser, not even a head, it's a mitzvah, liltos. It's a mitzvah to do it. Why should that be? Why should that be? Amazing reason. Shenemar, and here's a key line. Ushmartem esamat. Below the boil is sisa, shimur lemai. Once it gets wet, then we understand why you need a shima. So watch carefully, you shouldn't do the comments, comments. If it's dry, we need a shima for one. Kernels are gray, which are dry. Of course you don't need a shima. Ishima delisha. You'll tell me, once you mix in the water into the flour, of course you have to wash it. You leave it 18 minutes, it's gone. No, that doesn't count. Shima delisha la shimu. Domer avuna v'tekel shal nochem adam amale kresa mehen. Uvilvad sheyocha kazayit mata bachrona b'shona lo. My time of mission to lo avidu hu shimu. So what do you see, klar, abotai? What do you see, klar? Shima delisha is insufficient. Is insufficient. Rashi explains over here. Rashi explains. The lav, the last three narrow lines. The seeds of the aksha v'vay shimu shalo yachmitz to shimu lamad if not for the talking you would need shimu for. Lav shimu ilo ava le shimu mikame yachi tam rabu nagar sinu v'sekel shal nachrim. Did we learn the Gemara yet? No, we don't know the Gemara. Sekel shadach, what does that mean? That means it's dough. Why do you say you're required to watch it during the baking process? It shouldn't become chametz. That should be enough to consider it not just rule of shame. Because that's not enough. Not enough. Haftiyah is not enough. Go all the way back to a much earlier stage. To do that, you have to wet it. Once you wet it, you have to watch it. It doesn't become chametz. If it's not wet, the zikr can't become chametz. It's not going to require a shimur, and you can't call it matzah. Can't be enemy airplanes in this room. Room 308. It won't fit. Right? So I don't have to worry about it. I call the shit, oh, you know, we're vigilant. We're watching day and night. They shouldn't bring an airplane into our classroom. That's not called shiva. If you don't wet the grain, you don't do the tisa, what do you mean you're watching? What do you want? Nothing to watch for. You have to wet it, and then it's possible to become chometz. You have to watch, it shouldn't become chometz. That's a shiva. It makes sense. That's what the Gemara explains. Okay, the Rashi explains now. The Tekel Shalnachim, the first wide line, Shemakir Behen, very important Rashi, we'll come to it later again. Shemakir Behen, Bohen, Shalom Ech Mitzvah. You hear this? Rashi is the unbelievable statement. that you can look at a matzah, was made by a goy, no OU, no broyers, no chassidisher, nothing. Nothing. Just since flour, one of the ingredients, you could have to wet it, and then it's possible to become chametz. You have to wash, it shouldn't become chametz. That's a shiva, it makes sense. That's what the Gemara explains. Okay, the Rashi explains now. The tekel shall knock from the first wide line, shemakir lehen, a very important Rashi, we'll come to it later again. Shemakir mehen bohen shaloef mitzvah. You hear this? Rashi is the unbelievable statement that you can look at a matzah, it was made by a goy, no OU, no broyers, no chassidisher, nothing. Nothing. Just this flour, one of the ingredients, you could buy from goy. Why? Because you could, well, I take it back. Don't think about matzah. You can buy the dough from the goy. Why? Because if the dough is becoming, you see cracks and lines in the dough. That's what happens when you have a dough that rises. Rashi explains. Rashi says, Shaitim lo karne chagovim lo sifu ponav lo shav mishnayit Mishnah, the third paragraph, what's the simon of chimus? Doesn't have it. Do have a simon, siduk, simon, siyukal, come on, the third paragraph. He doesn't see it. If you don't see it, it must be book. It's an amazing word. You can trust your instinct. I see a dough, it's made by a goy. The goy tells me I didn't let it arrive 18 minutes in. You trust the goy. You don't trust the goy. You trust your instincts. You see, based on the dough, that it doesn't arrive. There's no cracks in it. It's not chomets. You can eat it. It just doesn't count for the mitzvah. The government, Rashi says, "Ksayt matzah v'afron." The behold on nothing they call us matzah. Why? Should the lohave lo shima l'shem matzah? It's not a shima for the purpose of matzah. V'yafal pisha onu roan shein kam chimut. Doesn't matter. Miu the matzah shal mitzah shima l'shmamin. You don't have it over here. You don't have it. Okay. So what do you see? Rishona loves in Rashi. Kloa machila rishona shahokal in tegel shanokal lo natik. You cannot be yote. My time and love and leishima v'lo gassin in the name of. So avale time and mishima achiyu. Me afiyah v'elef mish mashka shem mishem mitachno l'afiyah gona richos of the kitum shalo. What is in us of the hoor? It's too late. You see Kloa in the Gemara that shima milisha v'elef doesn't work. Not enough. That's the chumah that we require. We call shmurah matzah. What's that in every box? Shmurah mishas what? Kitzira. Every box says that. So I have to get the source of this gemara. 1 minute. The source of this gemara. Hold on. Shnishma mino shima mei karami. What's mei karami? Doesn't say what mei karami is. From when are you going to start? The earliest you can possibly begin the shima is mishas kitzira. That's the chumah of shmurah matzah. Umimai, Dilma Shani, Hosan de Beidna, the Nachas of Shima, the Hover the Shima. Avalecha de Beidna, the Nachas of Shima, Hover the Shima, Okinami, the Shima, the Shava Shima. What does that mean? It sounds like a tongue twister. What did he just say over here? Said Rashi. Umimai, Dilma, let's be one line on the page. Umimai, Dilma, the Olam Shima, the Lisha, Shima. Yeah, for God's law, it's Rich Shima, Mikami Hoki. Doesn't matter. For half of my time, lo nofik mishum de mishas, the sina smayim lekema, shez a dover hamachmetes, hav yatzricha shimur, vizu lo nasa lo shimur mei idna, the nokas the Torah shimur, sahainu min the sina smayim. What's the Gemara saying over here? Let's read the Gemara again. Umi, my, I didn't know it's true. Dilma Shani Asim Devina, the Nachas of Shima Lava the Shima. He didn't watch it after the water went in. Abel Hecha Devina, the Nachas of Shima Lava the Shima, Okanami the Shima Lisha Vishima. Maybe really it would work. Maybe it really would work. So there's no proof, Paket. So the Rabbi Shila Hacha the Hod the Bey Rava. Rabbi never changed his mind. Rashi, if you look, the Lo Ashkech Rabbi Siat and the Milse. Look, it's no Raya, it's not a Raya Barura. Nevertheless, the Hodder, baby, my Dama Bina, the Shima, called them Leisha. How do you know? The Yamalu Lahano, the Mahapchi Kipi. What's Mahapchi Kipi, says Rashi? Ha'amorim v'koshim, it's Ha'amorim v'imos ha'kotir. They're the ones who deal with the cut wheat in the field. What do you tell them? Ki Mahapchi kisu afichu l'shum mitzvah. Alma kasav ashima meikar mitchilas v'atzofo bina. So you require shmur, what we call mishas tzira. Everything from then on in requires a shmira. This is the chum of shmura. Ma v'rei d'ravina minakta le'imei ba'arvi. Rashi chitin mitchilas katzim tzorach ha-pesach v'avdil l'hushima me'ekara. He, from the mishas tzira, from the moment that he cut off the grain from the ground, He did a shmira. So Rabbi said, what's the maskana of the Gemara? Do you need shmira mishas tzira? Do you not need shmira mishas tzira? It's unclear. What is the Gemara's conclusion? So for that, we turn to the Rosh and see what he has to say. This is a big shayla. Can you be able to explain what we call matzahs, regular matzahs? What do you call what we call shmura matzahs? Yeah. To make sure it doesn't rise, doesn't get cracked, whatever stage it's in. Yeah. Here we go. Simchavav. Omar Rav Huna. Everyone see the second column, please? Omar Rav Huna b'tekel shel nochem emalem kresim v'ashiyochu. That's Matzah Machon, Pirush Rashi. Shemakeh shelo echmita she'en shem lo karni v'chagovim v'lo chesiv l'ponim. Yesh t'meim al Pirush Rashi. For those who can't believe Rashi. So lo mistaver lo hokel kulei hai la hatir posik shalosh anokri shelo v'fonenu. You must be kidding. You're going to rely on the fact that you don't see any cracks in the dough? That's too lenient. Well, the farshina, so what are they left shot? Very, very important. Kigon. B'tekel shel nochri shel losho hanochri b'faneinu. He did it under the old use of a vision. They were watching him 24 hours with camera surveillance to make sure that there was no 18-minute gap and they could time it in the dough. Avot became it's no good to say tonight because the Jew didn't do the actual handwork. Says the Rosh Hashanah for Lona here, really? I don't like it. The Imkain, Avot, the Mema, Kemach Shanach Hashanah. What do you mean? What do you mean, Petekos? Petekos means it came to us as Batu, not Kemach. Tilkos Nirali, the forest, the Pirish Rashi. The Kemen, Shein, Anu, Rohan, Bo, Lotzil, Lotzidik, Mutter. Taka Mutter, believe it or not. Bafi, Luhachi, Lohoza, Be'rova, Be'yama, Luhrova, Lahanoda, Ma'afik, Keep your pirish omen the hafichul shem mitzvah kolom hafichul shem nitzvah deveirava the harav bars lemeimah the shimur lishul lav shimur hafichul hachilu hadabe umachmir al atnoyal lishmo matzah shem mitzvah mishas kitziro v'chein mashmir the chumah biyavah who become a barbarer the ravina menakkele imei ba'arbe mashmir the iu levad oyo machmir v'kol shacham no longer v'chein nama rabuna v'tekel shenokhi v'chulei v'lzad shal chayla v'chona mashmir mishum lo ovid le shimur Mishas Lisha, Mashmal Lika of Lokach Kemach Min Anokri, Veloshal So, Ain Tzorach Lecho Kazayas Matzah Machrona. Only if you get his dough, not if you get his wheat. The Doadu, Ashkenaz, Tzorfat, the Shoman, Mishas Tchina, a compromise view. Some say from Ksira, some say from Lisha. So in France and Germany, they did a middle point. What from when? In the moment of the grinding. Why? When did that compromise? The Fisha Oz, Mekarvin or Makrivin, Oson El Hamayim, Shetochnes Rechayim Shomayim. If they use the water mill, if it gets close to the water, they have to worry about the mixing of the flour and the water. That's what it says. That's what it says. Yeah. Well, we'll discuss that later on.
Did you say that you went into the water mill?
Oh, the conduct of the owner is a watermill according to this meaning of Ashkenaz and Tzorfat. When they have to begin only when? Come on. Lisha. When the water mixed in. Only thing is that in Ashkenaz and Tzorfat they used to use watermills. So the water was in the mill was close to the grain for the moment of the grinding. But in America, we don't use watermills.
Watermills?
I visited them sometimes. I go sometimes with my children on Kalabayas, these revolutionary war period, what do you call it? They reconstruct them, you know, they bring them. Yeah, watermills. One is in New Jersey, I think, somewhere, and the kids an hour. That's interesting. But that's why I saw water goes. But there I can see, if you start the grinding, there's water, there's a river, so if it spritz up, I can understand that. But if you have bills today, we don't come out of course to make healing, you take plain flour. Well, we'll see soon. Our flour, we'll see soon. It's not absolutely not the flour that they're talking about. First of all, we call what? No. Bleached. What does bleached mean?
Water.
Water. That's bleached. Flour might be chomus gum or something. Unbleached flour is a question. They also have some water. But the original flour that used to be able to have with no water would be mutter to take it into quarter to make healing of ashnas and sarfas and simply to bake it, and that's all. Now comes the trick. Rav Alfitz Kotav, look carefully. Umi boile l'ture kimcho de pisla mishas tzira. D'chziv shmatim es amatim. So the rib is a machmir. The rib says you have to have shmur mishas tzira. Ubishiltes kotav nafik inish v'nei chavosel v'bid matav de mintalem yachachimutz min de nafla mai lave. Whoop. A different sheet. Only from the time that the water falls on it. From the moment the water falls on it, that's when you have to watch it. When was that? So the carbon and silence suggests Mishas Lissisa. Lissisa, like our Gemara says. And he points out that the rush in the previous line on the top of this page, right before Chabab, in the cafe. For Idna Shadim and Mesifta. She'ain anu piki in Bilasisa. We're no longer experts how to do it right. Hilkach lo shayr lo in the miltisa. That's one. Number two, the Gemara says we didn't see the Gemara inside. Oh, maybe we did last week. Chalita. Did we see that last week? You put it in boiling water. We mentioned last week. You put it in boiling water, adapt it, and prevent it from becoming chametz also. Says the Rosh the same kind. V'chalita leka b'zman hazem on the other lemichlet. We can't rely on chalita, we can't rely on the sisa, so we don't do any of these things. So the minute the water gets into it, no matter what, even if it's boiling water, even if it's just the sisa, you have to right away do it, watch it very carefully to make sure it does not become chomet. And now comes the punchline. V'heicha di'amtinu l'chidm nochri chei reshota v'katan lo nafik yidei chovaso. Why? Why? What do you need? L'shem no what? L'shem matas mitzvah. And apparently the nachri, the chersh of a katan, cannot do that. They don't have kavana for it. Well, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Inami. Inami. Lasha le'isa nachri chersh of a katan v'lav v'nei shimer inun. So no, because you need a Yisrael and Bar Das at an earlier stage of the Lisha. The Rav Cohen said that the cost of lotta yidei chovah b'lal v'shona ain't ala b'matzah shafol Yisrael l'shemata shenem u'shmatem esamatzah ashtem u'shumer l'shemata. What do you mean? What does the Rav Cohen Tzedek say? So what? You need the shatafia is the critical moment. From high goes out cause of the matter shenefa upa is not to the fne Yisrael and shiva katikuna muteret li Yisrael li ochla. It's permissible. I mean permissible. Permissible for the first night or for other night. What do you say? I think it means even everything. I'm not pushing that way. The chiddush is even everything's okay. From high goes says. Ubale masa v'chassidim v'atmimim, you hear it? Tmimim? Machmirim al asman kigaonim ha-machmirim v'loshin v'ofen v'atman kahida arminim adarka shalani v'humatim v'shtaofa. They actually bake their own matzah.
That's the only
mishas felisha. Exactly, the goon, the korban atan al dalet. Who are the goonim? Hainav ha-goon rab achor ed the machum b'din yalisha v'akagon ha-koen tzedek b'din yalafiyah. Tira is not found. If you look carefully in the rush, he says you don't need shmur mishas tzir. The rib says yes, and the rush says no. How do we pass in la halacha? This is one of the most serious shas of the Pesach. Do you require shmur matzah, or do you not require shmur matzah? Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Who caught that? I don't know. It could become chametz during a fiyah. If you don't do something. Why is there about Elisha? I don't know. I'm not sure. Simon, there's two places to look now. Both are on the board. Tav Nun Gimel, you see them? Tav Nun Gimel and Tav Sana. They're both very important sources. Tav Nun Gimel. Siv Dalet, let's look inside. Hachitim Sha'osin Behem Matas Mitzvah Tov L'Shomun Shlo Yiplu Alei Amayim Mishas Sira. Hi, Rabbi said Mitzvah Lutov. What's the answer about Sai? Let's turn the page from Mr. Sifei. Ha'inna Osu Lutov Ben Chitim Ben Sorin. We're not the Kiyim. Well, the Gemara said that it's Mutter, we're not expert anymore, and you simply can't do it. Forget about it. Forget about it. All right, so the Mr. Brooks explains, the time of the Gemara was put up to the Sita of Chibin, because Mana say you can't do it. You can't do it, not allowed. Well, but the Yab is all Shiloh. Mr. Brooks talks about on Sif Hei, that for now. Go back to our Sif, the Sif Dalet. So the Machabe says, he quotes, it's told the Shaman, so the Nevesh has to see, that's the Rif. He's quoted as being told, it's a good idea. The Rif holds market about that. The Ulefachos Mishas Tchina. That's the Rosh, right? Uveshat Atak Mutzal Lika Temek Menashuk. Tur B'Shem Go. But even in those days, when they used to use water mills, it was a revolt, Kashash, the water was, no, Shas Atchak can be made. For us, there's no real difference between Tchina and Lisha, because we don't have water mills anymore. Okay. There's Mishnah Berurah Chafala. Very, I'm going to have Mishnah Berurah look inside, please. This is very important. She'osin behem matas mitzvah. Rataloma. Ha'matas she'oflim mishtei alelos ha'rishonos shlekayim behem mitzvahs be'erev tochul matas heim strichim shmira yaseira v'lo dai lanu v'mah she'en lanu reyes ha'shul chashash chimut. Elatzorach shimur yaseira l'shem mitzvahs matas v'siv. Ushmatem et hamatzes v'ainos et zorach shimur sheyishmol l'shem matzes. Ushmatem, you have to watch it for the purpose of matzah. Bishat tzirot alon. Sheyishmol me'eis ha'iva hola shlo yipol alei ha'mayim l'shem matzes mitzvah. Avol kodem tzirot shadayin ha'yum b'chuborin ein lochosh. Afilu sheyadinan sheyorad alei k'shomim. Ayin tov samo zayin tzifei afilu m'chubor. In the siyab shu l'gamrim Vein tzorach ol v'karaka v'kabel chimut v'yod aleim shomim v'yalkein aminik litzor dogon shol shmura v'yod and lachinsaf. Because once it dries, once no longer needs the nutrition from the ground and begins to dry up a little bit, perhaps if it rains, it's going to make it into chomets. As a matter of fact, I saw it once firm, I think I saw it in the Kroy Kodesh, I believe, that some people in Arizona only use erythrotical wheat for the patients. Why? It stops raining. In Eretz Yisrael, when it stops growing, it stops raining. In America, it could rain any time. Could be rained on this grain after it was no longer needed the ground. And it's a shayla, according to this Mishnah Berurah, it should be machmir. A quote. It's chine quotes in the Kavar Ramayim, fine, as we know. Now, why do you say it's mutter to take this flour from the shuk? The Mishnah Berurah called Dalit, important Mishnah Berurah. Oh, and first of all, Lamed Gimel and Sharatim. If they use a mill of wind, the windmill, or a yada handmill, or there he has an electric mill, that's exactly what you said. It's now a place, if you want to rely on the mekilim, you don't even need tchilim. It's enough to have mishas lish. We don't use water mills anymore. Fine. Now, chav dalet. Why can you buy a flour from the shuk? The samchina ani poskim, the tzvir lehi, the ikas shmiru milisha v'helim. Because them lisha lovina shishmalahedil afila bistama namilam after kin nisura. Bafil Mokum Shalom Tanachiti. Look at his. The stoma ain't shorin asher tachmit ela mitzifin aleim mayim v'madichon osa v'tofen miyad v'yaf al gav the posuk of Mechabes v'fei lo idna lo osa l'ilto shani hocha do hoshat ha-tchach v'gam shem lo lo tzoe lo achit. That's what we can be making, it's kind of a svek. Yeah, the kosel achron is very important, the bleach flour, bleach wheat or wet wheat, the aksha. A new custom emerged in the modern world. Used to leave their grain in water. That was their custom. Says the Mishnah Brura, also likach kemech chitim in a shuk, afilu b'shat atzak, tami mamish kedogon shen nitzba. The grain drowned. Okay. So Rabbah said we see the whole range and gamut of views over here. Yes, for sure.
What is that fine product?
If you have a Jewish company which makes cookies and cake on Pesach, it's not a Chol HaMoed.
Correct.
You want to know, they're going to make cake 3 days, 8 days after Pesach, and the flour that's used for the cake a week after Pesach was flour which they had in their storehouse for the last 6 months. So if it's bleached, the parchment is certainly going to be up. The bleaching is water. Some kind of water, but they can't get the last of the some kind of bit of fun. Unbleached, that's the question. Okay.
So he says I'm made of
water. Wait, in any case, you know what's under the water?
He says it's not ready to keep it on the outside of the country, so you can't. So we
know that. No.
First of all, the Ashram is obviously the same to the Ashram of Maya. What would this kind of thing in the church? Since that's fact, what about.
No one argues, man.
Everyone
asks our flour. No one's bought their own flour. Okay. Good. Bauer's idea of buying chemicals and sugar is out of the question. It's obvious. You can't do that anymore nowadays. It's out of the question. Absolutely out of the question. Halacha lemaisa. You require Shmura Masha Mishat Sathir or not? That's one of the biggest shilas. I would say, and there are many, many Jews, I don't want to estimate how many numerous they are, who buy regular matzah in the, the supermarket, Passover matzah. Now, we have to discuss, not today, the status of machine Shmura, which means that can the din of Lishma, which we seem to be learning over here, the Shei Matzah Mitzvah, cannot be affected with using a machine. So we say, look, I press the button on the machine. Since I press the button on the machine, since I make it, I did it. And then what's good? We say, no, what do you mean? That's ridiculous. You need it, you have to add it to it. You have to do it. Hands on, I'm pressing the button for remote control. Yes.
What is the thinking of the
Shema?
What is the
word
that
you can say in the word here? So probably not. May I ask a heretical question? It says, where do you find any where the favorites, and you have to have what we call the Shai Masach Mitzvah for the sake of a mitzvah for the Masach Mitzvah. All you see so far. Where? No, the same Masach Mitzvah. You have to watch it to make sure it didn't become. Listen, you can. No. Patience. In other words, you can have flour and water, which Mr. Jones combined into dough. Okay? And Mr. Jones may have made it, he has never heard of matzah. He doesn't know what it's all about. He has never heard of the thing. He made it, though. I happened to be visiting Mr. Jones that day, called the Rashi Shita. And I say, hey, Joe, did a good job. And it's not chametz, someone take it away, take his dough and bake it. Or even according to those who argue in Rashi, who we saw the rush, according to those who argue in Rashi, but Joe is in my house making himself, he's ready to make himself some dough, whatever he wants to make, I don't know what it is. And I happen to be standing there watching, lo and behold, Jones bakes a kosher matzah. Second bargain. He didn't have a mind leaving the same matzah. He was ashamed of nothing. But what the suggestion of the mayor said is, Enochanami, Jones is no good. Because Jones never doesn't know what the Issa Chomet is. But anybody who makes matzah and knows what the Issa Chomet is and has in mind to avoid the Issa Chomet, that should be enough. According to what mayor said, there's no need to have a special kavanah, l'shai, matzah, mitzvah, for the Seder night. Even if I want to bake the matzah for the Shvi'ish or Pesach, and then I can still use it for the Seder night. No such thing. Mayor is thinking the unthinkable, saying the heretical. But the truth of the matter is, there seems to be gedolei or rishonim who say that. This whole idea of l'shai, matzah, mitzvah does not say the fairies anywhere in Shas. Oh. Pesach, yeah, what does it do with this? Not the same. So let's take a look first of all in the Biolof. Tov l'shomron mishas tzira. It's very important. The data prichodesh l'achwia d'shimel mishas tzira v'nitino v'li kuva v'afilu v'diyemet וכדברם נמצא בטעם הראשון אם דשימו ומשעס פצירה אפנים לא ימצא מעצה ששומר משעס פצירה לשם מעצה בבד הנוכל לצמוך על דעת שכונר ולבורר בירוס אפילה מעצה not a stopping ברוכס לאוכל מכל מקום לחתחילה בבד הנוכל להחמיר למעצה של מצווה ליקח דווקא מעצה שמור מעצה פצירה ושם הגרוי ויהיו גם כן שהחמיר מאוד שלא לאכול רק מה ששומר משעס פצירה Maybe the after the grain no longer needed the nourishment and it became somewhat dry, it rained on it. That's a serious problem the growers worried about. So all 7 days, 8 days Pesach, he would only matzah shmur. Yes? Could be. But the truth of the matter is, Rabotai, so far, there's still no mention of the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. All we keep talking about so far is a person who got Kavona to make sure that it's not become Chomet. And that's all we have so far. As a matter of fact, if that's the case, one could argue very cogently the opposite of what Avraham said. There's no, if you'll say, you argue it's Paker, or fancy shot, the grow, Mitzvah 7 days. No! Say differently. Say that the din of Shmur Matzah is in no way related in particular to Seder night. Not the conventional wisdom. We keep the Shai Matzah Mitzvah for Seder. No! All 7 days, 8 days of Chutzah, you have to make sure you take, when you make your Matzah, you have in mind to protect the Shit become Chomet. That's all. L'Shai Matzah. L'Shai Matzah Mitzvah. L'Shai Matzah. That's all. Yeah. All discussion, instead of the flower on a train without a proper shield, I don't believe it. We're not going to go into that now. We have a different world today. I'm afraid we're going to change it around. Different world. Okay. Then he said, quote the Ritzvah, the last 2 lines of the Be'alach. Dahu vaday menichem b'mogam atzurfa, k'mosh efshalo. Rabosu v'skimo de'efshal achishah v'pchak, em atzir nosum klal. Vag onim zahal, kosh the mutzik of kevach v'ashuk shal atzak, v'mazukin nisura, v'yosir chavosu v'zeh. And he says, kol heichat lef lekin v'ar klinam v'shum tzad klal,
Also matzah mikemach shel akum. The ochel mimenu tazayis the mitzvah. By chashosh meis the matzah derabbanu. From makom mitzvah matzah shel torah lo chashina. Have a piece of bears with matzah and lachad over and a torah b'shevi al tashka. Hayin adapte hechad ikas isura. Vada. Avon ochel mishkashash rochagul v'efshlek isura. And Mishnah Rishon is Mashal Machmir, the Arab people claim a Pesach Musa. That's the Shabbat Shmur Matzah. Many people eat only Shmur Matzah, but the minig Rov Yisrael, is to eat regular matzahs on the entirety of Pesach. But the Seder night, I mean, the Rov from the Yidden, are very Machmir to have what we call specially Shmur Matzah. Shmur, Mishas, Ketzirah. Mishas Ketzirah. That's the minute. Some of our friends have before that Shmur Mishas Ketzirah all days of Pesach. Those are the various monogamy. But I want to know. They have regular machine matzahs made by the thousands. And they consumed by thousands or tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews who don't really know too bad, too well. They just want to have a traditional Seder, which has a big, you know, beautiful picture of the box of matzahs. It doesn't say Shmur Mishas Ketzirah. Are they Yotze or are they not Yotze? That's the shayla over here. Two shaylas. One, it's only Shmur Mishas Lisha, not Mishas Ketzirah. Two, did the baker say L'shem Matzah Mitzvah? So I'm told, and I have to confirm it, that all the bakeries that bake for matzahs, even the machines, even the non-Shmur, quote-unquote, are instructed to say L'shem Matzah Mitzvah on every single run, which is kosher the patient. On the thinking, although it's better to have, of course, Shmur Mishas Ketzirah, because we know very well that there will be many Jews who are going to buy regular matzah, not Shmur matzah, let the Lishim Mezakeh them with the mitzvah of Pesach night, according to those Shitas at home, that what? That you, it's enough to have Mishas Lisha. Who said that's the question? Oh, that's the question. They have Goyish to work. That's the question. They have Goyish to work. You ever been to this place? We'll have to. We'll see for ourselves. Next week, Mr. We're going for a trip. We need it. I don't know yet. We'll have to, I'm told that there are Goyish to workers. And the one who said, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah, who? Is the Mashgiach. Is the Mashgiach who stands there and is L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. And presses the button for the conveyor belt to go around. That's different. You don't find Goyish to workers in the,
the
Russian
ladies
can probably are calling Jewish. Room in the marriage of the room. Not really the room. Mr. Bruce, there's an area where the Jewish people touch a lot of the mosque. The Mr. Bruce,
we'll see.
It's not so simple. Let's turn to Top Samach now. Do it a little bit.
Well, you have the belt to rest, the guy, one ready.
They take it off, they go to the
event, and then the guy, they flat out. They're all supposed to be saying, they don't say it at that moment, they said it earlier, perhaps. They don't have to say it every minute, we'll see soon. You say it once a day, should be good enough. Early in the morning, that's enough. That's right, one of the morning lasts the whole day, yes?
Question, the machine, the president, having
the right to vote is only the hand to get to it. I was told that each and every
patron, every one of us, we are preferring the machine. You need a Segula, I
made the
machine.
And they all put it in and say, the shame is killing. It's the president of the book. So why did Machmir war on Pesach for this two days? Well, it's only where every day for the rice of the night.
I was a
question of Pittis. I'm not sure the film is saying. I'm not sure what it's saying. See, the big difference. I saw the film being made in Bethel. When you can still go there. I mean, without thinking twice about it. It's a machine, but it's a clamp. That's not a machine. That's a person pressing down. The Ibud Aoris is there.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Ibud Aoris.
Ibud
Aoris
is a role mechanized.
I don't know. I have to check it in the facts. I'll check it. Remind me to check the facts. Okay, yeah? For the question. So those who hold from Shmur Mishas Ketzirah have to say Pashtus. We'll get to that later. That's right. When they cut the wheat, they say Matzah Mitzvah. Although we'll see soon in the Shaila When we say Mishas Ketzira, do we mean from before the Ketzira? Or Mishas means only after the Ketzira? That's because before the Ketzira it's still attached to the ground, so it can't become Chometz, we assume. Yeah, they go, there's no question. They pay $9.90 a pound, and they pay, what are you paying for? What are you paying for? You're paying for that they go to wherever they go, to the Midwest, and they say, the Shayim has the Mitzvah, and they watch them. I don't think they operate their own, harvesters. I think that's run by the Goyim, but at least they watch it. Or they say, and say the Shayim, whatever they could, they may press the button, I don't know. Yes?
Right.
Thinking. We haven't got, we haven't answered the next question. So far, we haven't been able to prove, to demonstrate, that you require Shiva for the purpose of a Matzah Smith as opposed to stop, not do the Matzah Smith. Just, I want to have Matzah, I want to make sure there's no Chometz in it. Oh, so I'll tell you what, I want to give you, before you see the Mishnah Berurah Tav Tamach, I want to show you the Gemara. The Gemara has a push of an arrow. At least an indication, you have to have some inkling of some concept of the shame Matzah Smith as opposed to something else. Yes, Josh, your question.
Yes.
Open up the Lama Chesed.
What say
is saying
the Midwest?
Can
you
stand in
the
answer
that?
Yeah, yeah. Not even the healer. Mara says, Chalas told her a Kike Nazir. You may recall a long time ago, when we started this week? Last week? Long time ago, last week. The Mishnah Lamed Hey. Says Chalas told her in Kike Nazir, I saw the Atzman and Yotiban. I saw Limkar Bashuk Yotim. Why? The Rashi of the Gemara the first time. Let's take a look. Minon Emili Amar Rabba Makro. Lamed Chesem and Beis. Here it is. This is the only source. This is it. Only place in Shas that I know about. We have an inkling. You have to think about the Shai Matzah's Mitzvah. What does it say there? Ushmartem es ha-matzah. Matzah mishtameret shem matzah. Yotis azu she'ein mishtameret shem matzah. Ela l'shum zevach. Rashi. Ushmartem es ha-matzah. Ovelu shmir l'shem matzah. Koshim v'shatam misharmo shalo tachmit. Hiskav in the shame matzah. Says what? Matzah what? Shel mitzvah. Here it is for the first time. He came across the expression matzah mitzvah. Okay, but not early. No. Absolutely not. Let's cut. Yeah. I don't know when to do it. There's different issues. So here we finally came across the expression. The shame matzah shemitzah. It's the first time, man. You have that? Yes, the first time. Okay, enough for now. That's another shmooze. Another issue is, must you say the words of shame matzah mitzvah, or can you think the shame matzah mitzvah? But either way, you're right. Enough for now. That's a chumrah. That's the same chashar by Tzillin and by Tzitzis, Korbanis, that's a long story. Now, hold on a second. That's the first time. Yotzei says Rashi, Shalav, L'shem Matzah, Shal Mitzvah, Pesach Ovid Lo, El L'shem Matzah, Shal Zeva. So here's this first place we finally came across this concept. And the whole Amid Gemara keeps talking about this whole same concept. You need the idea of the L'shem Mitzvah Matzah, and that doesn't say mitzvah of what? Of korban tozer. So certainly a negative kavana, a kavana for a different purpose, a different mitzvah, is going to be no good. But there's still a question. Is the pshat, you need a positive kavana for the purpose of matzah, of mitzvah's matzah, Rashi says, or it means, just don't have a negative kavana, but something else. I mean, that second possibility sounds a little bit strange. But still, before we say it's strange, let's take a look at the end of the daf. We have to save time. We can't go late. So we have to look towards the end. Limkar b'shuk, the last seven lines. Limkar b'shuk yosef ben yosef. That's what our Mishnah says. Shabbos yidir teisi dron lefnei avali ezer mali bris hein ein advarim shenermel lamoshe b'sinai. Do he'll be yosef l'shem matzah mitzvah? Is a question. And I'll end you with even the question.
we have a principle called Breira. What does Breira mean, Rabosai? Retroactive clarification. By the right, so we pass in what? Ein Breira. It's a machloikis, but many hold that it's mitzvah shmatim, it's a matzah, it's an inyan of a zoraisa. If it's an inyan of a zoraisa, and I have in mind primarily the same toda. Just in case I can't sell it, it's good enough, I'll have a little shame matzah mitzvah. How does that work with the right same braver? Think about it overnight.
I assume that, I have my piano here. I'll let that crack it up. Your mouth was wrong. Let's go back to review. So he said at the 1.9, that's the one measurement that the Baal Aliba, the Hilchos, the measure itself. Think about it overnight. I assume that, I don't have my piano here. I'll crack it up. Your mouth was wrong. Let's go back to review. So he said at the 1.9, that's the one measurement that the Baal Aliba, the Hilchos, the measure itself. Other one was he's taken with the cyclist measurement, which came out with something different. But then he said the 3.7 of the hand master that he did himself also. Because according to him, the ratio of hands and machine is 2 to 1. But according to every eye there, I told you it was 3 to 4. So something is fishy. I have my master ready in my house. My hand should have to go crumble them up tonight, get a broken one. I'll clean it out, you know, tomorrow at the shearing, in my opinion. But then that's what he called me, I was 1 foot out of the door yesterday. Then I told the double this morning a whole new story. I asked him 2 questions. Number one, what about my ace of divine mitzvah? Your ace. So funny, I have 2 questions left to the Shabbos. So he said,